Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here, Jack Flaherty tweeted this out earlier. He said, players may, and this is from the league. This is the quote, okay? Mm. Here's the quote. Players may not intentionally combine rosin with other substances, like sunscreen, to create additional tackiness, or they risk ejection or suspension. Pitchers have been advised not to apply sunscreen during night games, after the sun has gone down, or when playing in stadiums with closed roofs. Yeah. To ensure standardization of the rosin bag, clubs may submit the rosin bag to the league ahead of games, along with the game balls, to be reviewed by the umps before the start of each game. This is bananas.
I just love that they have to tell pitchers, like, hey, when the sun goes down,
no sunscreen.
But to your point, it's like, baseball is one of those sports where everybody cheats. It's part of the game.
Yes.
You just do it kind of, it's like a gentleman cheat.
Yes.
You don't take it to a trash can, and you don't put Gorilla Glue on your arm. Like, if you're going to cheat, do it so everybody can cheat, and don't ruin the party for everybody.
I'm Googling remember the movie Major League?
Yes.
Who's the old fart guy that has Vaseline in his back pocket? It's not Serrano. You know, there's the old guy who's like 45 years old who throws knuckleballs, and he's like Vaseline on the left, rosin bag on the right, and he's got like a pocket full of like all this cheating like substances, and he's like using Vaseline to get spin on the ball.
Yeah, it's Eddie Harris.
Eddie Harris. One of the best characters ever in a baseball. And so, like, this is part of the game. I can't wait to watch them try to police this.
Me either. And that's what's going to be fun about it. Like, it sounds like that Major League Baseball's obviously trying to do something about this. And, hey, hopefully as the season goes on, we'll see more balls in play.
Story number two.
Okay, the U.S. Opens this week. Defending U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau is, and I hate this, and I'm going to tell you why. He's not going to be grouped with Brooks Koepka in the first two rounds of the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, contrary to what some reports suggested that those two might be paired together. Bryson said he wasn't asked by the U.S. Golf Association to pair with Koepka, who won the tournament back in 2017 and 18. Bryson's agent said the USGA did not reach out to Bryson regarding a potential pairing with Brooks Koepka. Bryson is fully focused on defending the U.S. Open this week. And I just think this is dumb. As a casual golf fan, like, we're in this post-Tiger Woods golf world, I want to see these two dudes that hate each other paired together. And so does everybody else. Literally, when we see people talking about golf on Twitter that aren't diehard fans, they're talking about Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and how much they hate each other. Bryson getting the fans thrown out at the last tournament because they were chanting Brooks's name. Like, it's fun.
Right.
Screw the gentleman's sport, like all that stuff. What do people want? They want to be entertained. And not having Tiger Woods anymore, like, you need these big figures and you need rivalries. Like, I think it's dumb that they're not going to pair the two together. Like, the tradition is to pair the best amateur in the world with the defending champion. So that's who Bryson's going to be paired with. I don't give a crap. I want to see those two dudes.
Which team are
together.
You on? Are you guys on Team Bryson, or are you on the other side?
Oh, Brooks.
Yeah,
Brooks Koepka.
I'm definitely Brooks.
Yeah, when Bryson.
Brooks is a cooler guy, right? Like,
Bryson just.
DeChambeau's kind of a nerd.
He just screams D-bag, too. Screams.
Yeah, he's an ass. Like, he got all those fans thrown out for chanting Brooksy at him during that last tournament he played in.
That was the worst.
That's embarrassing.
That's a bad look.
And wearing spikes around when you're not on. Everything he does is for attention, too.
I thought the Michelob Ultra promotion was awesome. Did you guys see that? So, like, this last weekend, they were golfing, and fans were getting kicked out for obviously.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Bryce. Yes, whatever. Yes. So they were chanting it, and so Bruce Koepka goes on his Instagram account, and he said, and he has this rack of Michelob Ultra, and he's like, anybody who gets kicked out, you have a shot at like a year's supply of Michelob Ultra.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're definitely Team Brooks here, but U.S. Open this weekend, so hopefully it'll be entertaining.
Story number three.
The Euro Cup is going on right now. I've been watching the crap out of the Euro
it's
Cup.
So much
it's
fun.
Been on all
it's
day.
So fun.
There was a huge matchup earlier. France beat Germany. I've been watching a lot of it. It's getting me fired up for the Olympics, too, that are coming here in about a month. But today history was made as Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 10th Euro Cup goal on a penalty kick in the 85th minute versus Hungary. This is the most goals ever scored in Euro Cup, so Ronaldo adds to his legacy. He is now just 3 goals shy of the international all-time record. And so if you're not watching this tournament, basically I just wanted to get it in because it's been awesome and it's on like, you know, at the start of the morning through the afternoon. So it's been fun to watch. And the reason I wanted to bring it up is because speaking of soccer, Memphis 901 FC, they have their home opener tomorrow night at AutoZone Park at 7:30 versus Atlanta 2. Boo.
It's $3 tickets too.
It's cheap tickets.
What a deal.
Yeah, it should be pretty nice outside once the sun goes down. So that game's going to be on ESPN Plus as well, but should be a nice night to get out to AutoZone Park, watch some soccer, and Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins will be smashing the guitar pregame to start the match. He's going to join previous guitar smash stars like Ja Morant, Penny Hardaway, and the one and only Gary Parrish, who also smashed the guitar last season, which was a highlight of the Gary Parrish
show. How do you
show.
Think Taylor will do smashing the guitar with?
Not good.
Will he go safety glasses or no safety glasses? I guess you have to wear safety glasses.
I think they'll make him wear safety glasses. Although I don't think GP wore safety glasses.
I don't think he did either.
I'm not as confident in Coach.
I don't know. He's a big guy.
I bet
he's
you,
a big dude.
He could be aggressive,
he's
I think, in
it.
The right setting.
Yeah. He kind of seems like a gentle giant.
He
like,
needs
don't
like
don't make him angry.
Don't taunt him.
He needs
ball,
like right? a, he needs like a referee to come and like stand in front of him to just look right. at before he actually smashes it just to get a little angry. He gets angry at the refs.
Here's the thing: we won't challenge anything that happens.
Sorry. No. Okay. So Taylor Jenkins is going to be smashing the guitar tomorrow night for Memphis 901 FC's home opener.
Sorry. Story number four:
Titans mandatory minicamp started today, and there's not a ton from the first day of mandatory minicamp, but Derrick Henry was there, and Julio Jones was making some highlight catches, so it's good to see that Julio's totally healthy. Like, he's ready to go. That hamstring's not an issue, it appears. Full participant today. A couple guys, big names, didn't participate. A.J. Brown, Bud Dupree, Taylor Lewan, they all did rehab work inside the practice facility, but none of it seems like a big deal. And Janoris Jenkins, cornerback who the Titans got from the Saints in the offseason, veteran cornerback, had a few big pass breakups in 7-on-7 drills, and they're going to need him to be good for them this year. Their first-round pick, Caleb Farley, out of Virginia Tech, might not even be ready for week
Why
one.
Why did they draft him?
Well, he's so dumb. Okay,
I think he's going to be a good. If he hits.
He might be in the nursing home next
well,
year.
Well, the Titans. Okay,
Michael Porter Jr. was too.
Yeah,
the Titans have had luck in the first round. Jeffrey Simmons, who they got from Mississippi State, came in injured and didn't play for a while. The dude's a stud.
No, he's
now.
Great. Like, he's waited a year and he was awesome.
They waited, and so I think it's the same, you know, plan with this guy is like we're going to bring him along and hopefully because if he would have been fully healthy right. coming into the draft, he's probably at least a top 10 pick. So hopefully he turns out to be good. Hopefully he's going to be ready for the start of the season. But at this point, you know, who really knows?
They so got Titans, the receiver, too.
Yeah, they got a receiver.
Yeah, they got a receiver.
Yeah.
So Titans started minicamp today. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little more this week. When we come back, going to be joined by Memphis's columnist, the Daily Memphians columnist, Jeff Calkins. Going to talk to him. He had an interesting discussion on his show earlier today about things that we have accepted as normal during COVID, but now that we're kind of, entering the end, hopefully, of the pandemic, do we want these things still to be a part of our lives anymore? I'm going to talk about that with Jeff next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in. Got Brad Carson, Connor Dunning in studio with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, another chance at 1,000 bucks right now. Pick up those phones. Text this word, SHADOW, S-H-A-D-O-W. Text the word SHADOW to 72881 now for your chance to win 1,000 bucks in sports cash. Again, text SHADOW, S-H-A-D-O-W, to 72881 right now for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. We'll do this all again tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. with KJZ. Be sure to be listening for that keyword. It's 7 tomorrow morning, but right now you got plenty of time. Text SHADOW to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
The NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. There are so many exciting matchups this postseason, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every single week. Bet a little, win a lot, and if you don't win, you'll get up to $10 back. So just sign up with promo code GARY to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only and refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same game parlay refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile or web. If you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's that time of year, and as a landscaper, that can only mean one thing. It's my time to hustle. And with Metro by T-Mobile, me and my brothers now have the extra tools we need to get this gig growing. Metro gave us four lines of unlimited high-speed data for just $25 each. Plus, they threw in four free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can keep in touch no matter where we're mowing and keep the social feed updated so the whole town knows who's taking charge of these yards.
You work hard. That's why Metro makes switching easy. Right now, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price on unlimited, just $25 a line for four lines. Plus, get four free Samsung Galaxy phones, all on the T-Mobile network.
I'm Robin, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
Users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile. Video streams at 480p, plus device sales tax with eligible port-in and no T-Mobile service in past 180 days. One phone per line, keep four line for promo rate, additional terms, limited time offer, details at Metro by T-Mobile.com.
At Kroger, we know there's never a good time to run out of fresh. Luckily, our delivery and free pickup make it easy to grab what you need. So whether it's a few extra buns for the backyard barbecue or some miscellaneous munchies for movie night, we make it easy to get back to being you. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
And right now, you'll find more ways to save when you buy six or more participating sale items. You'll save 50 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Encore flavor.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in for GP all this week. And I'm joined now by Memphis's columnist, my columnist, your columnist, the area's leading authority on dogs and post-COVID norms these days. It is the great Jeff Calkins. Jeff, what's going on?
Bennett, how are you?
I'm doing good. So I was very intrigued by your open today where you basically put on your judge's robe and made a ruling on things that we have accepted and considered okay during COVID. But now that we're starting to get back to normal, do we actually want these things to stick around or do we want to return to the pre-COVID way of doing these things? So I want to talk about that. But first, I saw two really cool stories in the Daily Memphian yesterday. The first one was about what the city is doing with the fairgrounds. And I'll just read a little excerpt excerpt from it. After attempts across 14 years and three mayoral administrations, city leaders broke grounds Monday, June 14th on the first part of a plan to overhaul and redefine the fairgrounds. The 227,000 square foot youth sports complex, which is coming in October of 2022, is the centerpiece of the $126 million conversion of the fairgrounds into what's going to be called Liberty Park. It's a complex that is going to host public events. Like they're going to host youth sports tournaments. It's a big, big complex they're building, and I think that that's really cool, obviously, that they're going to do something big with the fairgrounds, which has needed it for years now. And then the other one was the news about the country's second-largest black-owned film studio, which is going to be built in Whitehaven. It's called Blacklens Productions Film Studios, and this is going to be an 85-acre film studio lot at the southwest corner of Elvis Presley Boulevard and Holmes Road, going to be complete with a dozen state-of-the-art sound stages, post-production studios, warehouses, workshops, offices, and lodging spaces for production crews. And it's designed to cater specifically to the growing but still underserved market for black-oriented film and television production. BLP Studios is the brainchild of founder and CEO and Whitehaven grad Jason A. Farmer. So I saw those two. I thought they were very interesting, especially coming out of COVID, that there are some big-time projects that, by all accounts, are going to benefit and bring a lot of out-of-towners into our great city.
Yeah, I thought it was they were both signs of progress, and in areas of the city that, you know, sometimes need some bolstering. I confess, on the fairgrounds one, I've, you know, as a columnist, you're supposed to have an opinion on things. Mm-hmm. And I've had a hard time sort of developing an opinion on what I think of what is happening with the fairgrounds redevelopment. Now, mind you, I'm not a developer. In fact, one of the things I was most wrong about, there's things I was really, like the Zeebo trade, I was really super wrong about that.
right.
I can think of other things that I was wildly wrong about, but one of the things I was wrong about was when they were putting in FedEx Forum, which I was right about, whether to bring the Grizzlies to town in FedEx Forum, but then when it came to where to put FedEx Forum, there were two schools of thought. One was to put it where it is, and one was to put it directly across Union from AutoZone Park, and to sort of make it a
dual
entryway
thing. Yeah,
to the
yeah.
city, right? I mean, think about this. Someone wrote me the other day and said I should write something about how the entryways to the city are stink, like they're all ugly. Like we, if you're now evidently, I don't know what it's like if you're coming over the old bridge from Arkansas, but this is what inspired the email to me, was evidently we don't look so great when you're coming across the old bridge from Arkansas.
Right.
And when you're coming from the airport, it's freaking hideous, right? Just hideous. Like that's not great. And but anyway, so one of the thoughts was if you're coming down Union, let's have this sort of sports sort of, you know, complex flanking Union and creating a gateway to the city. And I thought that was cool. And so I wrote a column about how that's the place to put it. And happily, Willie Harrington and other folks said, you know what, it needs to be right here off of Beale. And that clearly was the right decision. I mean, it's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So I don't have great instincts necessarily as a developer. That's not in my skill set. And so there have been so many different plans for the fairgrounds that I, you know, have a hard time knowing if what we really need is a youth sports complex. Like it feels like that's like that would have been great to build 30 years ago, but now we have a lot of youth sports complexes all over the place.
Sure.
But we don't have any in that part of the city. And so, you know, it still feels kind of piecemeal to me. We've got whatever we're going to do with the Liberty Bowl. We got the Mid-South Coliseum, which we haven't figured out what to do with. We've got the Children's Museum over there, and then we got the Kroc Center over there, and now we have this thing. And so it feels a little piecemeal to me, and I don't know how successful bringing in people to a youth sports complex in the fairgrounds will be, but it's been so long. I think it's nice that we're making progress on that front. And if it does successfully bring people into that part of town, I know they're thinking of putting hotels as part of it as well. I think that's great to be finally finally moving ahead on that. Obviously, if you can have a successful movie production company, that's great too. It's just nice to see. It is the city is dramatically different than the one that I moved to, yes, 25 years ago in all kinds of good ways, and it's nice to see all that continue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, as far as the youth sports complex goes, like, I think that, you know, if you look up one day and we're having like an event like Peach Jam at that place, then it was a success, right?
Right. I mean, I don't think it's measured by a single event. I think it's measured, is it, you know, fundamentally, is there a consistent flow of events there? And then the other thing is that what you really want, it seems to me, with your public parks and your public land, is you want facilities that work not just for tourists, but for the people who live here.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I know the riverfront, and again, I have no idea I can't look at plans for the riverfront, and I don't have it. It's not my skill set to tell you whether this is going to work out beautifully or not. I just admire things when they do, like Shelby Farms. It's just spectacular. You go out there and you see what they've done with that. That's wonderful. It's you hope that it's going to work out and will draw people consistently. The riverfront. Yeah, I was going to say the riverfront to me seems like something that is valuable because Memphians will use it. It's not necessarily just going to be a draw for out of towners. Hopefully, what it'll do is cause more Memphians to actually enjoy the river. And so, hopefully. This new sports complex, just like the Leftwich Tennis Center, they just broke ground on the new tennis center, which is going to be great for the University of Memphis tennis program, and you know may bring in some out of town tournaments. But the truth of the matter is, it's going to be a place where Memphians can play, and that, you know, in the end, all of these public lands and public projects, really the most important thing is that they're able to be facilities that can enhance the quality of life in Memphis.
Okay, I want to get into this, what you talked about on your show, what you opened with earlier this morning. I've got Brad and Connor here in studio with me, too, so you guys feel free to jump in on this. But basically, you opened today on things/innovations that we accepted as normal during COVID, but now we've got a rule on whether to keep those things around or go back to the old pre-COVID way of doing things. And I believe you started with housekeeping in a hotel room, which I thought was very interesting because as someone who, like, you know, likes to travel and go stay at different hotels, I like it and I want housekeeping. Like, I think that...
Well, I mean, the whole idea here is that we put up with some things during COVID because we sort of felt like we had to, right?
Yes.
And now that we are emerging from COVID, which we very clearly are, it feels a little bit like people are hanging on to these things because they're cheap or because they don't want to supply that service or because whatever the hell else it is, and I'm a little sick of it. So there are some things that go into that category. One is service and cleaning your hotel room every day that you're there. It's at this point, it's crazy to me that you would not have daily service in a hotel room. Another is food on an airplane. Crazy to me that you can hide behind, we can't distribute Coke anymore sandwiches or whatever the heck it is, because of COVID. Yeah, come on. At this point, anyone who wants to be vaccinated is vaccinated. You can give me a snack on the airplane. Another one, and it's not because they're cheap, but it's looming, is access to players, interviews, et cetera, right? Like the NBA, the NFL, et cetera, might continue to only do Zoom access to players when the reasoning for that no longer holds. So there's things in that category. Oh, the other one that really irritates me, is menus on your phone. I like to hold a menu.
I like a menu.
Like, I just want a menu. Like, if you have a menu, and it doesn't have to be a paper menu because those are wasteful, whatever. It could be a laminated menu. And then if you're going to have specials, you can write them up on the blackboard there, whatever, or have the server tell me about the specials. But having to look at your phone, here's the truth. we look at our phones too much anyway. And when we're out to dinner, it drives you immediately to your phone. So everyone's staring at their little phone. When you have a big laminated menu, you can look over at someone else. You say, look at this one over here. And you're like, what are you looking at? Oh, I like this on this area. You know, I like the, you know, and you can point and whatever else. And you can, it's a even though menus, you each get your own, it's sort of a communal exercise to look at the menu. That really irritates me. The code menu thing. Let me have an actual menu.
Yeah, the QR code.
We went through this. The QR code, whatever the hell it's called.
Okay, so like the thing is, I don't mind using the QR code. Like it's fine. Like I know how to do that. That's cool. You can't do that to Meemaw. Like she don't know how to do the QR code.
And let's be honest. I'm practically Meemaw. You know,
you're not Meemaw yet.
I went to AutoZone Park.
I feel like every time I get to the QR code, I have to be taught how to do it again. Like so, I'm yes, you might do it. You might be fine with it, but is it as nice as having a menu put in your hands? You're willing to do it, but it's not as nice.
It's not as nice.
Is it? No, it's better to have a menu.
My introduction to this came this weekend. I went to the Redbirds game, and everything is ticketless there. And I brought my 13-year-old son. Okay.
I hate ticketless too.
I did not enjoy this part of the experience, and they're going to have to go back for Meemaw, for Calkins, for Brad, because
the Grizzlies will never again. The Tigers will never again. Those are all just 100% digital.
Yep. So like when we're sitting in the stands and you want your son to go get a soda, for example, like my son is 13. He does not have a debit card.
Give him $5.
I can't just give him $5. Yeah, in fact, I forgot about it. So I did give him $5 and he goes up there and he said, Dad, the woman at the counter, her name is Sandra. She let me use her card, and I gave her your cash, so we're good. You know?
What?
Yes.
He worked out with the woman, Sandra?
Yeah, so, like, Sandra's at the hot dog stand at AutoZone Park.
For Sandra.
So Sandra has, and maybe she's, like, making a side profit on this, she screwed my kid. I don't know.
Right.
But, like, so she took her debit card out of her pocket. I don't know if it was one of the workers or somebody in line. I forgot to ask him this. But, like, yeah, so, like, he went through this whole ticketless experience already at AutoZone Park.
Well, there's the ticketless one,
right,
that if you buy a ticket, and then there's the cashless thing.
Both things. Yeah.
I think that this is freaking America. We should be able to hand people American dollars and have them give us their product back in exchange. And so, yeah, someone told me that they bought a hot dog at AutoZone Park, and that to buy a hot dog at AutoZone Park, you have to have a credit card.
Yeah,
with
that's the same at FedEx Forum, too.
I love the people at but, like, enough, Mike. Come on. These are American dollars. We're not trying to give them Canadian dollars. We get that. If you're trying to pass a Canadian dollar by them, no. But an American dollar, what's wrong with us if we can't take American dollars? Like, this is another thing. It's a travesty.
No, 100%. Yeah. Like, I probably shouldn't say this, but I use cash as much as possible. Like, I feel like I save.
How much you got on you?
I feel like not much. I feel like saving. I save more money by using cash than using my card. Like, if I'm just using my card all the time, it's no big deal. Like, swipe.
I use my card more than I used to because cash, I will say, and this is a weird thing, I never thought about this, it seems grubby to me now. You know, like,
it's like
I'm going to hand you these dollars and you're going to hand me these quarters back that were in someone else's pocket and that whatever else. Like, I actually, but it should still be my choice whether to use cash or whether to use credit card. But then there are things that, there are things that I like that, I mean, Zoom in its circumstance.
Zoom is great.
Circumstance, not always great, but Zoom. It's not great for teaching. It's not great for lots of things, but it is a enhancement to our life. The fact that we all get Zoom, we all understand Zoom. So that's good. I'm for that. And then the one that Gary and I agreed on fundamentally was, we can get rid of hugs and we can get rid of handshakes as a greeting. Not you can hug whoever you want, who you love them. Anyone you love, you can hug them. But I was always as a Yankee who doesn't have an ounce of warmth in him.
No.
I don't know how to greet people. And so if I was always unnerved by, do I hug? Do I shake hands? If I shake hands, which kind of shake hands is it? And now with the fist bump, we've solved it all. You just fist bump. And I actually fist bumped someone today. Now I feel the only problem with this is that I asked Gary, if you fist bump, do you feel a little stingy that you're only giving someone a fist bump? Are you like, oh, I'm a COVID purist and I'm just going to be stingy here and give you a fist bump? Is it totally fine and cool to just, that's the only problem with me when I fist bump is it feels like an actual handshake and certainly a hug is warmer and more welcoming. And a fist bump, in a way, you're keeping someone at arm's length with a fist bump. Whereas with a handshake, you're kind of pulling them in. Like it's more accepting and more warm. So I'm not sure. I'm in favor of the fist bump, but not if it sends the wrong message. Thoughts?
I do think that the fist bump is stingy. I do. I'm not a big fan of the fist bump. Listen, I'll do the fist bump. I do it all the time.
That's the problem. It's stingy.
It feels just stingy. A little less than. Like, yeah, I don't know what lesser. It's like. It's like, you know, it's good to see you, but like we're not that tight. Like, hey, no. What's going on? I think it's a little less than.
No, I think you're right. I was hoping we'd solve this issue, but I think you're right. I feel stingy. It's funny. I had this whole conversation with Gary. And I went on, had coffee with someone that I was interviewing today, and I fist bumped him, and I just felt stingy.
Yeah. And see, Gary doesn't care. He doesn't care, so it's no problem to him.
He cares. That actually is not true.
He doesn't want to come across as warm.
That's actually
He doesn't want to come across as warm. That's the point. Yes.
Don't get too close.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. It's a perceived warmth. You know, the thing don't lump all Yankees together, by the way. This is a Northeastern non-hugging thing. Like, Midwesterners will get down with the hug, you know, and the handshake.
It's in my particular. There are lots of, I mean,
Northeasterner.
There's lots of Italians in Boston who will hug or, you know, whatever. Like,
you're set.
It's the waspy, that sort of, Presbyterian,
hardened Buffalonian,
old Boston kind of chilliness that I learned. I said this on the show today that I don't recall ever hugging my mother.
God.
No, that is definitely a Yankee thing. Like, my wife is a Yankee.
That's
her
crazy.
Family's all from Buffalo, like Jeff
I
is.
Don't
and
hug my
there's,
mother, no.
there's no
I
mean, hugging.
Sure
no,
little,
there's no hugging.
Hugging.
I love
sure
a good hug.
When I was a little a baby, she must have hugged me. At least I hope. Now I'm going to be brought to tears if she didn't hug me when I was a baby. I think when I was a baby, she lugged me around and hugged me. But, like, I cannot remember hugging my mother.
No love.
Or my father, for that matter.
What about?
I shake hands with my father, and I lean down, and I give my mom a little, kiss on the forehead. Uh-huh. Whatever. But, no, we don't do hugging. We're so, and I admit it's a failure.
It is what it is.
No, it's a failure.
It's a family thing. Don't. No, it's fine.
Jeff,
no,
what about
no,
when?
It's not one of the things I'm most proud of as my family is that we are not. And it has unnerved me ever since because I don't know when to hug. Like because of that, I don't.
I mean, Jeff, what about when Josh Pastner hugged you at the CUSA Championship game? Like, that felt good.
No, that's a perfect example. Josh Pastner, it was after they win the Conference USA Championship game in El Paso, and Josh comes running over to me and tries to hug me. And I'm like, Josh, you don't understand, man. And I probably fist-bumped him. I think I probably fist-bumped
him. Oh, no. You kept him at a distance.
He was on the other side of the press table.
Is that the famous one where Josh is running aimlessly around the court trying to hug people?
Running around trying to hug
people.
Yes. Right, exactly right.
And he's just running all over the place like a maniac. Yeah.
And I rejected his hug.
Oh, that's sad.
I can't be hugging Josh. I'm an objective, hard-bitten journalist. I can't be hugging the head coach of Memphis because Joe Jackson went crazy and they won that game. But anyway, the problem is then we haven't solved what to do with the greeting in terms of what should stay and what should go. But they should definitely clean my hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question. The last one of these things that I want to talk about, because you and Harrington talked about this, is in-person shopping. Because obviously, getting deliveries has been like that's the biggest thing to come out of COVID, right? Like, is getting things delivered. Like, our postal service is wrecked. Like, things aren't getting delivered to people on time or not getting delivered at all. And I liked Harrington's answer. Like, I'm a brick and mortar guy. I like physical things, books, comics, trading cards, music, like menus, like we mentioned. I want to hold it in my hand. And And I think that's something that we're starting to lose post-COVID.
Well, there's lots of different varieties of this. Like, it's funny because I was listening. You know what happens is that we come up with a great topic on my show, and then I hear people.
No, we roll with it all day. Yeah, I steal it for 30 minutes. That's right.
It's leadership.
I heard Jason and John talking about this, and John was talking about how he really likes curbside. And I have to say, I think I've gone through the entire pandemic and maybe had curbside twice. Like, I've gone in to pick up takeout a lot. Do you guys do curb? Is curbside a part of your life now? I don't really do curbside.
Absolutely.
Really? Where do you do curbside?
Like if I go to Rock and Dough in Germantown, does really
and
good
curbside.
And
they bring it out to your car?
Of course, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've done it, but I don't know. I don't really do it a
lot. I did it, honestly. The only curbside I think I did is that it was some special occasion, and I did Folks Folly curbside. Ooh. And so they brought it out. But
so
curbside hasn't been a thing for me. But I don't think that takeout food, except for maybe a pizza, right? Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's as good as sitting down at a restaurant. I like shopping. There's some things, like I had an Amazon delivery today for something having to do with my phone or whatever. That was fine, but I like grocery shopping. You know, I like walking down an aisle and seeing people there and saying, I might try this instead or whatever else. And of course, if you're doing all online shopping, if you're not actually shopping in person, what it means is you're only shopping at giant ass chains. It's, most smaller places, local places aren't doing, aren't delivering to your door with Amazon. And so I am in favor of in-person shopping. There's no question, but, I get that it doesn't mean that I'm a purist. I'm not I do order from Amazon and I find Amazon to be incredibly convenient. I also just in principle don't want Amazon to be just America's store, that everything comes from Amazon all
Same.
The time. That is it's a little terrifying really when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, I realize. Well, Jeff, I don't know if we solved the world's problems today, but we did get a 30-minute radio segment out of it, and, that's all I could ask for at this point, right?
Yep, fist bumps all around.
Thank you. That was Jeff Calkins of the Daily Memphian and 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen to Jeff tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. When we come back, I believe, Brad, there was a list that came out of players that are going to be participating in the NBA Draft Combine.
I have the official list.
You have the official list, and... I think a little surprising omission. We're going to talk about that next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Old Dominic's 150-year-old story is back and ready to be shared. Join the team at Old Dominic for distillery tours and tastings at their craft distillery. Located at 305 South Front Street in the heart of downtown Memphis. The only distillery tour in Memphis. The Old Dominic Distillery Tour is a 45-minute sensory journey that begins with the history of Old Dominic Whiskey and founder Domenico Canali. An up-close view of the extensive grain-to-glass craft distilling facility and ends with a curated tasting of Old Dominic's portfolio of spirits. Visit olddominic.com for tour availability. Can't make it downtown for a tour? Ask your favorite Memphis spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic on shelves. Share a sip of pure Memphis with hometown brand Old Dominic.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2021 at the Radiance Amphitheater at the Memphis Botanic Garden. The series begins July 17th with Little Big Town. August 13th, Live at the Garden welcomes Brad Paisley. Sheryl Crow plays the Garden September 17th. October 21st, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. All season long passes and individual tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at liveatthegarden.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
This message is sponsored by Amazon.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel, but now there are vaccines. It's okay to have questions. Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision about COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life. And see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in for GP all this week. I got Brad Carson and Connor Dunning here in studio with me today. And Brad, you said a few minutes ago before we talked to Jeff that there is a new NBA Draft Combine list of players that are going to be attending the NBA Draft Combine, and not a lot of local love, right? Like, it's
there's no local love. There's no Tigers on here, Connor.
There's no Tigers, and specifically, there's no Musa Cisse.
I mean, I think I saw him on, like, some G League thing. Like, he's going to be down there, like, with the G League players. So, presumably, he could be part of that G League development system. But he's not going to be back in Memphis.
No, I don't think so. And, I mean, this list, it's a pretty normal group of guys. There were a few, like, surprises on there. Mostly just people that weren't on. Like, no Cade Cunningham's on there. Suggs isn't on there. There's just a few bigger players that weren't on there for some reason. But one that I thought was surprising that made it, too, that I'm happy made it, is Makur Maker. He's an HBCU player from Howard.
He was injured, right?
Yeah, but I think it's great to see him on there because that push for HBCUs to have more of a spotlight, especially with the NBA and the G League and everything. So it's nice to see them on there. But it's a pretty, you know, the players that are on there should be on there kind of deal. And Musa Cisse shouldn't have been on there.
There are, let's see, two, three Tennessee players? Yeah, two at least. So you've got Jaden Springer's on the list. Eve Pons is on the list. You said Eve Pons not going to make the league.
I don't think he's going to make the – he's one of those guys that he could get drafted late second round, I think. But he's one of those weird players who he could just stick around the NBA for a while, or he's going to have a big career overseas. He just does a lot of things well, and he can hit a three-point shot. He's a huge guy.
Yeah, he's big.
He's massive when he's on a basketball court. So he's a fun player to have.
So how many players are attending?
69. I don't know if they did that for fun or if that's, you know.
So, like, I'm not trying to pile on by any means when I say this. But, you know, Gary's talked about it a lot on the show. I think if you're Musa and you're not one of the 69 players invited to this NBA draft combine, I think it's pretty telling.
You know, here's the other thing, though, in Musa's favor. I will say this. In a normal year, you wouldn't have five of these dudes who are from the NBA G League Ignite. Because, like, you wouldn't have developmental players.
Oh, so, like, Jalen Green's going to be
there. Yeah, like, Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah, those dudes are going to be in there. Jonathan Kuminga's going to be there.
So they're taking some spots.
I think
Presumably.
Yes, but that's also the new. That's also what it's going to be.
They would have been one and done's either way.
That's what it's.
So,
they would have been on the list.
Right.
They would have been on the list either way.
Deshaun Nix would have been in there. Yeah, like, they're one and done's.
And that's what the normal is going to be moving forward. Like, these high prospects are going to go to the G League because they're like, hey, $500,000 and you get all the experience that you need. Come to the G League.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the
normal. I think the G League is what it is. The one that I'm most curious about is this league that you and Gary talked about on the show, this high school pay league that Durant and these guys are getting involved with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's half a mil to forego like your senior year of high school or your junior year, presumably 2 years, and you get $1 million, right, if you're a high school junior. It's like a European model, only it's funded by rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Durant is involved. What's his nuts from the Washington Post who's trying to throw people onto the moon? I forget. Zucker, or, you know, all these guys.
Elon Musk?
Musk. No. What's the other guy who owns the Washington Post who owns Amazon?
Bezos.
Bezos.
I think Bezos. Yeah, I think he's involved with it. Like, there's real money people, like, trying to get these kids in this sort of high school thing where they get ready for, presumably, to be in the NBA, and they get paid big dollars to do it. Like, I think this is just the beginning of this whole revolution of college payment and licensing. And, I mean, Gary's right on top of it because he was at it when it was highly illegal, and now we're going through this sort of evolution, you know?
Yeah,
this is about the NBA G League, by the way, and the draft combine. We're talking about the draft combine.
So, like, again, back to Musa. Like, I do think Musa can play in the NBA. I think that he's...
You do?
He's got the body.
How soon?
That's it. He's got the body to do it. I think he can play in the NBA. He's not ready yet. And Gary's made the point that he needs to go back to college. Someone like him will benefit from that greatly, just getting more experience under his belt. And even if it's not at University of Memphis, just go to college somewhere else and play another year of college basketball, get seen by these scouts, and heighten your profile a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because what's going to end up happening to him is he's just going to get buried and forgotten. Nobody wants that to happen for him. Like, we want to see him do good. And I just think that what's going to end up happening, he's going to go to a G League team or something. Maybe a team picks him up as a free agent. He's not going to get drafted. I think we all agree he's not going to get drafted.
No way.
And so a team's going to pick him up, probably put him on their G League team, and he's just going to get buried there.
Unfortunately, when you make the decision to forego your senior year of high school and go to college, which is what he did, you forget he should have just finished up his senior year of natural high school, and then this would be his incoming true freshman year.
Right.
Instead, it would be his sophomore year because he's played a year of college basketball. But what happens, I think, I'm not a parent of an elite kid.
Right.
Like, my kid's going to be like 5'8". Okay. But, like, let's say you were, you know, you have to tell your children, or if you're the handler, you have to be like, yo, ma'am, like, this is probably, we're ahead of schedule here. So if it's not exactly perfect, maybe we should come back another year. But instead, what happens is we're going to be millionaires, right? I mean, I can only think that that's what's going through your head.
Well, especially when you're going to have the team that Memphis is going to have next season, where there would have been a lot of eyeballs on it. He would have gotten a lot of exposure. To be honest, this kind of reminds me of the Adonis Thomas situation that happened with the Memphis Tigers, where, you know, he's a player that we all kind of believed in. We thought he had a shot for the NBA. He had the body, he had all the tools, but he went too early, and he got completely forgotten about because he went too early. Musa should have stayed in Memphis, because the biggest thing with him is, to be quiet, his hands. He can't catch the basketball.
Well, he needs some of that sticky stuff that the Major League Baseball players use so he can get a curveball.
So it's just another year in college to develop that skill. Look at Jonas Valanciunas. He struggles with balls under his knees. It's going to be a problem.
I will say this for the Tigers side of this, though. Like, frankly, I'm not that concerned. Like, I think it could, and I don't want to say it's addition by subtraction, because it's not. I mean, it's nice to have a tall person in the first half who can rebound. But in the second half, let's face it, they were using DeAndre.
It's true.
You know, they're trying to mix him out so that he's not at the free throw line. So at this point, I think it is what it is. You know, Dandridge is going to play the five. Might start maybe their backup, but they're going to have plenty of people there. So I hate it for the kid, though, because I think a lot of these young guys are just misled. Like, just chill out a little bit and then let it work itself out.
He needs to model his game after Clint Capella as much as he possibly can. As much as he can.
Agree with that. When we come back, we're going to do dinner to go and get on out of here. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. We're here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one Wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah office park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
It's always exciting when a player scores a goal in the Euros, but this year it's twice as exciting because FanDuel's paying out double the winnings when you bet on a player to score during a Euro 2020 game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook, enter the promo code JSmith, and pick up your goal score for a shot at two times the payout. No matter who you pick, FanDuel will double your payout up to $250, and you'll have your bonus in less than 72 hours. There's no better place to bet Euro 2020 than FanDuel Sportsbook. You've got quick payouts. It's a nice, quick, clean interface. Fast payouts, like we said, safe, secure, easy to use. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook using the promo code JSmith and choose any player in the anytime goal scorer market for a chance to double your winnings. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $250. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Want to know the secret to making sure everything at Kroger is fresh? Secret shoppers, spies we hire to expertly inspect our produce department in every store. Their mission is to ensure we have the freshest bananas, lettuce, and more. Now that the secret is out, you know what else is? Tomatoes that are fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For a fresh treat, pick up red, white, or black seedless grapes. They're sweet and juicy and only $1.29 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
So what is one thing everybody needs? It's Wi-Fi that can keep up. And that's why Xfinity gives you Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to power a house full of devices. It is the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Can your internet do that?
Learn more about the fastest Wi-Fi available only from Xfinity or other fast speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about speed 2 times faster than AT&T. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay in 6/22/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 50 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible XFi gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a...
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in for GP all this week while he is on a much-needed vacation with the family. Got Brad Carson, Connor Dunning here in studio with me. And now, folks, for one of my favorite segments every single day. It's Dinner to Go. Let's do it.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
You know, I don't know how much we necessarily learned. I think that one thing we didn't learn was that we have no idea who's going to win the NBA title at this point.
We learned that injuries are ruling the NBA this year.
Injuries are ruling the NBA this year. We got no idea who's going to win the title at this point. My personal opinion is if the Jazz can get Mike Conley back, Donovan's ankle's okay, I still think the Jazz are going to win the NBA championship. I think they've been the best team all year. We also learned that the fist bump is not necessarily the best answer to replace the handshake. The fist bump is it's a little standoffish. I think we all agreed on that. Like, I think Jeff and Gary thought they just solved everything with the fist bump. And no. I think we agree it's a little standoffish. I'm just being honest. You're not showing your true affection for someone or friendship with the fist bump. Think we still have a lot to work to do
I'm
on that.
I'm a hugger. I'm a big hugger.
Yeah. I'm a hugger, too.
Game tonight. What's the biggest game tonight?
Biggest game tonight is, of course, Milwaukee Bucks at the Brooklyn Nets, 7:30 on TNT. Bucks are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going Nets money line. I think the Nets are winning this one tonight. Connor, Brad?
I misheard when y'all asked me earlier. I think Brooklyn wins tonight. I'm going to go Brooklyn.
So it's Nets plus 2.5?
Yes.
And they're at home.
Yeah.
I'm going Nets plus 2.5.
Yeah, that's I'm taking.
Why
Nets
not?
Plus 2.5.
Nets plus 2.5. Big Bet Bennett.
No, I'm going Nets money line. All right. It's time to live a little tonight.
All right.
What should I watch on TV?
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup semifinals is going to be on NBC Sports at 7 p.m. This is the New York Islanders. They are leading the defending Stanley Cup champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, 1-0. That's tonight on NBA Sports if you care about hockey. Cubs at Mets, game 2 tonight on
your boy
ESPN.
Gary will be
yes.
watching that.
Yeah, that's coming up here at 6 o'clock on ESPN. The Mets won last night 5-2. They're going to start Tajuan Walker tonight. I think GP likes Walker, so I think we're okay with him starting tonight. Some of these pitchers on the Mets, GP really has disdain for because they have really messed up Jacob DeGrom's season.
Right.
So I think that he likes Walker, though, so we'll go with him. Let's go Mets. This is a Mets show, even though I'm an Orioles fan, but we rock
with supporting
the
Mets. Your host. That's,
yeah, I'm supporting
nice.
My host. Yeah. So there is that tonight on ESPN at 6 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, I talked to Jeff about these two Daily Memphian articles, one on the groundbreaking of Liberty Park at the fairgrounds, and then the other one is on the new Blacklens Production Film Studios that is coming to Whitehaven. Those were both really good that the Daily Memphian put out yesterday. You can go check those out at dailymemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, I'm sure we're going to talk about Nets-Bucks tonight, and hopefully we'll have some local news coming out. My goodness, it feels like that the local teams just are giving us nothing lately, but we'll figure it out either way. I'm sure we'll talk about some kind of list having to do with pre-COVID things that we don't like or not
we
like.
We need Larry Brown to jump on board, or we need that NCAA thing to come down. That's the but
Oh, the AARP.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm hearing later than that. We don't know.
Either way, we're still going to
there will be stuff.
We're still going to do a radio show tomorrow. I'm going to be back here same time, same
Go
place.
Nets! Go Nets!
4 o'clock. Go Nets tonight. Nets money line, please, everybody. That's the Big Bet Bennett lock of the night. And I thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow 4 o'clock. This has been the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I rejoice to the skies.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN.
and Odyssey Station.
Are you looking for homeowner's insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? Here's what it is. It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year, you don't have an accident, your deductible is going to go down, drop by $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and let the record show that lower than normal rates are available right now, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that these days, every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, you've got your local dentist, you got your local attorney, you need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Got two offices in the Memphis area. One's in Lakeland on Kenneman Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-SAVE, 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com.
It's that time of year, and as a landscaper, that can only mean one thing. It's my time to hustle. For just $25 each. Plus, they threw in four free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can keep in touch no matter where we're mowing and keep the social feed updated so the whole town knows who's taking charge of these yards.
You work hard. That's why Metro makes switching easy. Right now, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price on Unlimited, just $25 a line for four lines. Plus, get four free Samsung Galaxy phones, all on the T-Mobile network.
I'm Robin, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
Users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile. Video streams at 480p, plus device sales tax with eligible port-in and no T-Mobile service in past 180 days. One phone per line, keep four line for promo rate, additional terms, limited time offer, details at Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.